yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. The next voice you hear is Bishop Colette Vaughn, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, with a Shabbat, a Yoda, a Tala, Hada, Bara, Shama. Put your hands together with a shout and receive.
God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. Father, we thank you tonight. God, we give you glory. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Lift those hands. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. There is not a more gracious God than our God. And there is not a more gracious man of God than your Papa. I will tell you more on Saturday with the women, but my being here is an answer to a 3-year prayer. Have you ever longed for anyone? Have you ever wanted to be reconnected with anyone so badly that your heart longed? Our father went home to be with the Lord for coronation in 1998. But I longed to find Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. I longed for that. We sent messages. We called. We wrote letters. And there was no help to be found. But in God's appointed time, in God, he found me. He is not just my brother, but he has become my father. Are you listening? Because he is the senior son of my father, I said to him, I said, Archbishop, you now have responsibility for me. And he said, I'll take it. His beautiful wife, I thank God for her to allow me access to my brother and to all of Action Faith. It's been 20 years since I've been here. It's good to be home. Praise God. I'm not going to waste a lot of time. I want to get to the word of God. Hallelujah. And I want to break bondage tonight over everything that is blocking your joy, your prosperity, your supernatural anointings. We're going to break it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our heart longs for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Lift those hands. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome. your presence, Lord. Sing it now. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill this atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your prayer. Come on, wave those hands. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place. Oh, yes. Jesus, raise him up in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. Make him Lord over everything tonight. Glorify Jesus tonight. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Of the Lord. I want to deal with something tonight. The Holy Spirit raised up in my heart. We'll talk more about it a little bit on Saturday. All protocol is set. For all of our bishops, our pastors, our leaders, I bless you in this house. I want to talk to you about one of those things that we don't like to talk about. Something that cripples us. Something that blinds us. Something that traps us. Something that is very poisonous to our spirit, poisonous to our relationships, and poisonous to all that God has in store for us. I want to address something that the devil uses against us in the darkness. Something that affects all of us. Something that is so vile and so nasty and so ugly that the enemy can use it against us in such a secretive way that many times we do not know what the problem is. I want to share with you the word of the Lord, a prophetic word that I believe is going to release us tonight from every captivity, from every blockage. Anything that is holding us tonight through this spirit is going to be uncovered, rebuked, bound, and sent to a desolate place after tonight. Are you ready? Take open your Bibles for just a moment. Matthew chapter number 24. In the Amplified, those of you that have it, we're going to see it on the screen in just a minute. I want to read it first out of the King James, the New King James, Matthew chapter number 24, beginning with verse number, let's do 10, verse 10. Matthew chapter number 24 and verse 10 out of the Amplified. Now get ready. This is a word for me, for you, and for generations to come. It's going to open your eyes. It's going to show you and reveal to you what many times the devil is using to separate us in relationships, to separate us financially from our miracles. This one thing can put sickness in your body. This one thing can tear up a church, tear up a nation, tear up a family. This one thing. Are you ready? And then many will be offended. In the last days. Matthew chapter number 24 is Jesus telling us what is going to happen to us in the end time. What is going to paralyze us in the end time. What we can expect in the end times. This is a spirit that is going to and already is affecting us, many of us, some of us, most of us, and we don't even know it. Jesus says in these last days, many will be offended and will rebel and will begin to distrust and desert him whom they ought to trust and obey, and will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. The spirit of offense. Jesus says in the last days, this spirit will be so prevalent in the earth realm that many will be offended and will repel and will begin to distrust and desert him, those to whom we ought to trust and obey, and will stumble and fall away and will betray one another and will pursue one another with hatred. The spirit of offense will cause us to distrust one another, to break covenant, will cause us to pursue one another with hatred and not be able to trust leadership or those even in our own family. The spirit of offense hides in the darkness, hides in the shadows. Many sicknesses in bodies are caused by offense. Poverty, many times, is caused by an offense. Many times when our miracle is not manifesting quickly, it is because of an offense. And the devil knows that this will be a sign of the end time, that many will be offended. Lift your hands and say, from tonight, I am unoffendable. Say it again. From tonight, I am unoffendable. One more time. From tonight, I am unoffendable. Thank you, musicians. You may stop now. Thank you. Now, the Bible says in Luke chapter number 17 that offenses will come. Offenses will come. What is an offense? An offense can be a word. Offense can be a violation. Offense can be a dashed expectation. Offense can be an emotional wound. Emotions that we allow others to hurt. And many times when it happens to us, rather than taking responsibility for ourselves to be healed, we blame others for offending us. We say, well, that person should not have done that. Or that person should not have said that. But yet we don't see that the arrow, the dagger of offense, has already hit our spirit. We began to rebel, we began to distrust, we began to murmur, we began to walk away from covenants, we stopped giving, we stopped laughing, we stopped sharing, and the spirit of offense causes us to go into isolation and not trust anybody else. This is the way that the enemy breaks us from our leaders. This is the way that the enemy breaks us in our homes, in our marriages, in our businesses. Offense is one of the number one spirits that the devil will use in the end time. Offense is a seed that grows into a bitter root. And when we have a bitter root, it produces resentment and rebellion. Say those two things, resentment and rebellion. Our heart becomes so bitter that we rebel. We look at people and turn our heads. We stop coming to church with the same joy. We stop rejoicing. We stop wanting to be active in the church. We just not. shout, come and sit. We don't want to share. We don't want to shout. We don't want to lift our hands because we are offended. And we become rebellious. Tonight, we shall be delivered. Lift your hands. Tonight, I am unoffendable. When you understand this, miracles will begin to flow. Prosperity will begin to flow. Joy will begin to flow. Many who have not been able to take in a child, your womb will open in the mighty name of Jesus, because offense stops you from conception. Your dreams stop coming. Your imagination dies because of the spirit of offense. I was deeply offended. Something was said to me about me that was totally untrue. Have you ever been lied on? Have you ever been lied on? Has anyone ever told a lie on you? And you knew it was a lie. You knew it was not true. And the word got to your ear and it stuck you in your heart. The problem with offense is that when it occurs, many times you are not aware. Many times you think, I'm over it. Until something is said, or until that person comes near you and you find yourself turning your head. The person you used to hug, the person you used to greet with a smile, now when they come in the room, you turn your head. Because offense hides in the dark. And the devil begins to annoy you about that person. That person doesn't like you. That person is speaking evil of you. That person is no good for you. The devil begins to annoy you. And we have to be able to recognize what triggers offense in our own hearts. What it is that makes us throw up and die in a relationship that once was productive and full of joy, now it produces bitterness, tears, sorrow. You say, God, what has happened to my heart? Offense. Offense rides in the darkness and slips into your heart. Many times you don't recognize what it is. Then a sickness comes. I was diagnosed with cancer. I said, God, me? Cancer? We pleaded the blood. We anointed with oil. And yet I was dying with cancer. Me? Holy Ghost filled. Fire baptized. Tongue talking. Living holy. Me? Preaching the gospel all over the world. Cancer in my body. What opened the door? I began to search. I began to look. I began to see. Was it what I ate? Was it something I drank? What was it that was causing me to die before my time? The doctor said you have stage 3 cancer. You may have 2 years at most to live. I sowed seeds. I was anointed with oil by everyone who had faith. They came, they prayed. I went through surgery. I went through treatments. No cure for my cancer. And one night, the Holy Ghost. One night, the Holy Ghost said, you have a spirit of offense. And if you will repent, I will heal you. I said, not me. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the mighty Holy Ghost, that with the mighty burning fire. Me offended? And in that room, the Spirit of God showed me a picture of a woman that had spoken evil. I never saw her say it, but someone who told someone, who told someone, who told someone, who told someone told me. I heard it. And when I heard it, I said, it's not true. But before I could open my mouth, because I left it ignored, it rooted in my body as cancer. That night, I opened my mouth. I said, God, by the power of the superior blood of Jesus, I forgive her for every word that has been spoken. I forgive for every lie that has been told. I drop my offense. The next morning, the doctor came in and said, I don't know what happened, but we cannot find cancer in your body. Get up and go home. Surgery didn't do it. Chemo didn't do it. Prayers didn't do it. Oil didn't do it. Forgiveness did it. And God said to me, from this moment, prepare for offenses, but determine in your life that they will never again have power over you. Become unoffendable. I said, Lord, is that possible? He said, offenses will come, but prepare for it. Understand that every day you live, when you get ready to walk out of your door, offenses are there. But prepare yourself to overpower the offense and not let the offense overpower you. Oh, lift your hands and say, tonight, I am unoffendable. Say it loud, tonight, I am unoffendable. I want you to say it to the devil. Devil, tonight, I am unoffendable. Say it again, devil, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, in this Impact Conference, I am unoffendable. While I was sick, it cost almost $300,000 for surgery, for medication. Offense will steal your wealth. Offense will steal the harvest of your seeds that you are sowing. Some of you are giving, 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 and no manifestation. Check your heart and see if there is a root of bitterness that is plucking up. $300,000. Do you know how many souls I can win with $300,000? Instead, it was going into cancer because of offense. Jesus said these offenses will come, but you must determine that they will not have power over you and that you will not have guile in your mouth. Lift your two hands. I take authority over every offense that has happened in your life. I take authority over every word that has been spoken against you, that wounded your heart, that broke your spirit. I take authority in the mighty name of Jesus over every recurring demon of offense that is stealing your prosperity and stealing your mind and stealing your imaginations and stealing your dreams. In the name of Jesus, we uproot that offense. We uproot that offense in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us peace from today. When you have an offense in your heart, when an offense has hit your spirit, when an offense has come to hit you and to steal your life and your dreams, it hinders your ability to do what God has called you. The word offense means stumbling stone. That means that whenever you are offended, you are walking along and you stumble.
And every time you are offended,
you stumble.
Every time an offense comes that you do not deal with immediately, you stumble. And if you continue to stumble, you lose your balance. And if you lose your balance, eventually you fall down. And many saints of God are being knocked out of the game of life because of offense. Not because they are not saved. Not because we are not filled with the Holy Ghost, but because we are not uprooting the offenses in our heart. The spirit of Absalom is the spirit of offense. The story of Absalom in 1 Samuel around 14, 15, 16, 17 deals with Absalom, who is the son of David. He has a sister named Tamar. He has a brother named Amnon. His father is David the king. Amnon had a perversion for his sister Tamar and raped her. And Absalom got offended. Not only with Amnon, but he became offended with David. Once he became offended, he killed his brother, his own brother, because offense produces treachery. Offense does not care whether or not you are blood brothers or spiritual brothers. Offense creates treachery. He killed his own brother. And then he set out to destroy the kingdom of his father. He began to rebel against his father's authority. He began to draw some of his own father's people unto himself and set up a kingdom inside of a kingdom. He began to speak evil of his father. He began to tell people, David is not really doing all he can do for you. Come to me. And ultimately, hundreds of David's followers began to come to Absalom. How does this start? It starts with an offense. How many churches are started inside of a church because someone got offended? The Bible says that Lucifer was the anointed cherub in the mountain of God until pride was found in him. He began to draw God's own angels. One third of his angels he drew from God to himself. When offense is present, it causes you to rebel against the set man in the house. In America, I know it's not in Ghana, certainly not in Action Faith, but there are people who feel their time has come. They don't get what they want when they want it. They get offended in their hearts. And when they get offended, they begin to talk to other offended people. And those offended people who never were unoffendable, they began to follow the offended leader and set up a church in a church, a choir in a choir, a praise team in a praise team, all out of the spirit of offense. In America, we have 40 churches on one street. All of them have 10 people or less. This one is number 2 of number 1. This one down the street is number 3 of number 2. This one across the street is number 4 of number 3. They all have become offended. So they walk out, rebel, and find offended people to follow them and open up a church and move on the same block in the same community as Absalom did. Absalom stood at the gate of his father's kingdom and said, I'm better than my father. Absalom said, I'm more beautiful than my father. I'm more fair than my father. I'm more just than my father. Offended people began to come to him until finally one day
Absalom set up a rebellion against his own father. How many spiritual sons and daughters of Archbishop Duncan Williams have tried to set up kingdoms at the gate of their father's kingdom and tried to pull you and others into it, speaking to your own offense? And maybe you were never offended with Papa, but you were offended with your own father. You were offended with your own mother. You were offended with others in your life. And what they said began to trigger something in you. And you began to rebel and walk away, thinking that they had a better plan than your father. In the land, and will rebel and will cease to trust those that they should trust. Lift your hand and say, not me. Say loud, not me. From tonight, not me. I want to show you. Go to Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew, are you listening? Are you being delivered? Offenses will come, but tonight we will become unoffendable. This last election in America offended me. Can I talk? Can I be honest? Can I be honest with you? This last election in America offended me. I'm going to say it over here. I spoke to Papa. I said, what do you think of the election? He prophesied exactly what happened. And on the day I was in New York as a guest of the one who lost, for what was to be a victory party, I was all dressed up. They flew me first class. I got to New York. And when I stepped in the place, there were about 10,000 people. And we all thought we were going to win. And I remembered what Papa said. And I said, surely this time he will not be right. How many of you know that when he hears from God, he is right all the time? I said, but not this time. He will not be right. And we sat there, and every time we won a state, we screamed. And then we began to lose. I said, Archbishop Duncan Williams, you will not be right tonight. And we lost. And by 4:30 in the morning, our candidate had not yet come out. Are you hearing me? And they were crying, they were screaming, they were pulling their hair. I already had a word from the Lord, but I was devastated. I left there that next day, and I was crying, and people were on the airplane. They were crying. And those people that said that they had voted for the other candidate, I looked at them like this. Look at me. I said, what did you do? When I was on my way here, I sat on the plane with my sister, who is a supporter of the other person. I spoke in tongues from New York to Accra. Because I wanted to go and say, how could you do it? Papa said, leave her alone. I said, I don't want to leave her alone. I want to grab her and shake her. Because when you're offended, you want to repay. When you're offended, you want them to pay. You want God to do something very, very bad to them. The more I sat here, the more I realized I was offended. She'd done nothing to me. The man who won. But I don't think it's the best for our country, particularly the part of the country where I live. And I had to wait and say, God, you are in charge. You are still God over the universe. It doesn't matter who is the president. You are on the throne. But something like that can offend us. Someone that didn't even bother us, but looking from afar, you have an expectation, and the expectation did not happen, and you are disappointed, and you are discouraged, and you feel like God let you down. Sometimes you can be offended with God. Sometimes you're offended with God.
I'm going to say it over here. Sometimes you can be offended with God. No, I'm going to say it over here. Sometimes you can be offended with God. You said, God, I prayed. You don't dare say I'm offended with you, but you are offended with him. And every day I was here, I kept saying, Lord, please don't let me run into her. She would come and I would go to the other side of the office. I'm talking about now, this week. And finally, I said, wait a minute. I am unoffendable. I have determined in my life that by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will not be offended. I walked over to her. I hugged her so tight. I said, I love you. I love your husband. I love your ministry. For me, I did it for my own deliverance. I did it for my own breakthrough. I did it for my own prosperity. Because when you release an offense, it's not for the other person. It's for you. Are you listening? Matthew. I'm almost finished. Matthew. Chapter number 26, verse 6. Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask, a very fragrant oil. She poured it on his head and sat at the table. Verse 8. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant. That word is offended. Saying, why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for so much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, verse 10, he said to them, why not have always? For in pouring this oil on my body, she did it for my burial. And assuredly, I say to you, that wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial for her. Then one of the 12, verse 14, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what will you are willing to give me if I deliver Jesus to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. Look at verse 16. And he sought from that time an opportunity to betray him. Judas got offended when Jesus rebuked him because the one that was indignant about the woman was Judas. And when Jesus rebuked him, he became offended in his heart. Now watch this. There are only two times in the Bible where someone is called the son of perdition. The one of the rebellion. Something that Judas felt about Jesus already was now magnified. And when Jesus rebuked him for becoming noisy about the woman's worship, about the woman's offering, Judas took offense. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Are you up until that point? The one who would betray Jesus was not known. But when Judas became offended, he got up from that place because he was now rebuked and corrected by Jesus. He was rebuked openly. He was corrected openly. Maybe he became embarrassed, but he took offense to the rebuke of Jesus and got up from that place and went to the high priest to sell Jesus out. And the Bible says he looked from that moment for opportunity to betray him. When you are offended, you look for opportunities. Sometimes you're not even aware that you are doing it. It takes the Holy Ghost to reveal it to you. Sometimes you are doing it because you are so hurt or you are so embarrassed. And you feel like you are unjustifiably done wrong. And you look for opportunity to betray. He went to the high priest and they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. Before the Last Supper, he already had the money in his hand. Before he got to the table to sup with Jesus, he already had the money in his pocket. When you are offended, you will wait months. You will wait weeks. You can even wait years to that person. A few days from that, Jesus had the Last Supper in the upper room. And notice what happened. Verse number 26, same chapter. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it. And gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Are you listening to me? Now, it is time for Judas to show his head. Go to John chapter number 13. John's Gospel chapter number 13. Let's see what happened in John's Gospel chapter number 13. Beginning with verse 11. "For now he knows who would betray him, saying, 'Ye are not all clean.' So when he had washed their feet and taken the garments and sat down again, he said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am.'" Verse 14, "And then I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you as an example that you should do as I have done. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. But if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." He said, "But the one who eats bread with me now has lifted up his heel against me. And now I tell you before it comes, when it does come to pass, that ye may believe that I am he." "That I send those out who receives me." Listen, at this moment, the Bible says Satan got up from there and Judas got up from there and Satan entered his heart. He leaves the Lord's Supper and he goes back because now he knows that he will be going to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And here's the sign: the one I kiss will be the one that you will capture. Tonight, the Spirit of God is going to heal you from every offense. I said tonight, every hurting thing, every piercing thing, every penetrating thing that has hurt your heart, that has damaged your relationships, tonight I have a word from the Lord. The Holy Ghost is about to heal your hearts. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you will not be known as a betrayer. You will not be known as the kiss of death. You will not be known as the one that stabs. You will not be known as the one that repays. From tonight, you shall be healed from all of your offenses. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From childhood until now, the Holy Ghost is coming now. And the superior blood of Jesus is washing away every offense from today. Lift your hands. How many of you have ever been offended? How many of you are offended right now? You have someone that you know you're offended with. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet quickly, quickly, quickly. Look at this. Hurry, hurry, quickly. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Ooh, Shabba. 90% of the church is offended. How many of you want to be delivered from it? You are tired of it blocking your blessings. You are tired of it blocking your finances. You are tired of it blocking your joy. You don't sleep well.
You have insomnia. You cannot sleep at night. You are ready to be delivered. You take it out on those you love. You take it out on your children. You take it out in your Sunday school. And you are ready to be free tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Open your mouth. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Open your mouth. You are about to become delivered from every offense, from every word that has ever been spoken to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight that you are relieving our hearts. You are forgiving, oh God. And so, God, you ask us to forgive. You ask us to let go of everyone that offends us. You said that when we pray, we must forgive. So, Father, tonight, give us the power to forgive. Give us the anointing to forgive. Give us, oh God, the peace that comes with forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. I see yokes being destroyed right over here. I see men treating their wives better. I see wives treating their husbands better. Sometimes a harsh word can offend a soul. Sometimes a word spoken in rashness can offend someone. And they never know what hurt them. Sickness and disease comes in our body because of offense. Poverty comes because of offense. Tonight, you are getting ready to be set free from every offense. He said a brand new start, a fresh start is coming to every one of us that have been offended. Tonight, you will sleep well. Tomorrow, you will dream. Tomorrow, next week, you will begin to see, after this Impact Conference, you will begin to see your businesses prosper. You will begin to see your dreams flourish, because the offense is a blockage and God is taking it away today in the name of Jesus. God spoke to my heart. I was deeply offended. I was deeply offended. And I did not know why cancer was in my body. Sir, I want to come out. Especially women, we get offended and it causes barrenness. Especially women, it causes us to be bitter. Our hair will stop growing. We will take on an odor of bitterness. Especially women, when we come into the place where it's time many times to be in the marketplace and work with others, our attitude is so bad because we have been offended. Sometimes I go to the bank to get my own money, and the woman at the window is so odious. And I say to her, oh my God, you've been offended. I haven't been offended. They call us angry black women. You know why? We have been offended. Sometimes men are harsh because they have been offended. Someone has offended them even as a child. But I see the glory of the Lord in this place tonight. I didn't come to make you shout. I came to get you free. 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 I came to, oh, lift your hands. I came to get you free from the spirit of offense. I came to get you free because it is killing the church and it is killing us in our homes. It is killing us in our finances. It is killing us in our businesses. I was walking in the airport the other day and there was a woman, she was just yelling at the person that was at the desk. And I walked over to her and I said, what is wrong? She said, this girl is stupid. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I said, what are you saying? She said, she's stupid. And she began to be so rude. And when she walked away, the girl behind the desk started weeping and fell in my arms. And I said, what is wrong today? She said, last night, my mother committed suicide. She said, but I have to work. If I don't work, we don't eat.
And the woman that was yelling at her was standing there, and she looked at her very humiliated. But because she was offended, this woman did not offend her. She came to the airport already offended. And when you are offended, everything aggravates you. When you are offended, no one can do anything right. But tonight, the blood of Jesus is about to wash us whiter than snow. Begin to open your mouth and give God praise. Open your mouth. Tonight, money is going to flow. Like by this time next week, money will begin to flow in your house. Money will begin to flow in your business. Money will begin to flow in your hands. We are breaking the power of offense over your money. It's going to flow. The glory of God is about to hit your home. Your children are going to school. You're going to build new houses. You're going to build new businesses. You're going to find favor with those you did not have favor with. New cars are coming. New automobiles are coming. School and tuition for university is coming. Everything that was blocking you is about to be unblocked because of the spirit of offense being washed away tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I was in Europe many years ago, and there was one bishop there. He was the nastiest person you could ever meet. He was rude. He was disrespectful. One day he said something to me so dirty and so bad, I began to weep. And the Lord spoke to me 2 years later and said, go and take an offering and ask him for forgiveness. I said, forgiveness? I didn't do anything to him. He hurt me. He said, tonight, when you give that offering, you will be set free from the offense. The next week, I received a check in the mail that paid for my employees for 6 months worth of salary. I received a check in the mail from a partner that said, I've been owing you this money for 20 years. But last week, God spoke to me and said to write the check. I want to take care of your ministry, for offense was blocking my prosperity. Tonight, your prosperity is being released in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo! Wow! Wow! Scream! Scream! I am unoffendable. 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 Tell three people, I am unoffendable. Tell two more people, I am unoffendable. Quickly, quickly, I am unoffendable. I am unoffendable. From tonight, no devil can offend me. From tonight, I will not rebel against authority. From tonight, I will not carry a bitter root. From tonight, I will not be sick and die. From tonight, my money will be loose. My mind will be loose. My dreams shall be loose. Everything in me shall be loose that God has promised. No promise will he withhold from me after tonight, because I am unoffendable. Woo! Over here, I am unoffendable. I am unoffendable. Pastors, we have to be very careful, because we can get offended with the sheep. It's not just them getting offended with us. It's us getting offended with them when they don't do what we think they should do. When they don't obey what we teach. Look at me, I'm a pastor, 31 years. One Sunday morning, I wanted to go in the church and set the building on fire. sheep. They did not meet my expectation. I am praying. I am fasting. They are sleeping. I am giving. They are withholding. I said, God, today I'm going to burn the building down. I'm talking to pastors. When your dream doesn't come at the time you want it. When you believe God for 5 years and your church would grow and it still isn't growing. When God has spoke to you a word that is going to release your church to be a church of influence and impact and it doesn't happen. And you feel like the people are rebelling against you. You feel like no one is working with you. And then you get offended with God and you get offended with the people. And you begin to preach mean. You begin to preach hard. You begin to correct, rebuke. You are ready to throw in the towel. You've been offended. Let me go over here. They don't want to hear me. I say they don't want to hear me. Am I telling you the truth? Am I telling you the truth? Then shout yes. Shout yes. Tonight, God is going to deliver every pastor, every apostle, every prophet, every bishop from offense. I'm not even going to church this morning. I was so offended. I thought maybe, I didn't think it was offense. I thought it was something else. Maybe I'm in the wrong community. Maybe I'm in the wrong city. If I was in Ghana, maybe I'd have a better church. You put me in Detroit, where there's no money, where there's no people, where there is no help. You take my father home. I have no brother. I'm just angry. And God said, you are offended with me. And I fell on my face and I told them, I said, I'm so sorry. I apologize to them. And I said, come, let me anoint you with oil. Come, receive me again as your shepherd, because I've been so hurt by you. But it really wasn't you. It was me. And from that day, our church began to grow. I prophesy to every pastor, every bishop, and every overseer, from tonight, when you return from this Impact Conference, your people will receive you afresh. There will be a fresh anointing upon you. There will be a fresh joy in your church. Your ministry shall prosper. Your ministry shall flourish. Your ministry shall grow. Your ministry shall have finances, vision, and provision from this night forward. Woo. My time is up, but I hear water flowing. Somebody's heart is being forgiven, right? Lift your hands. I want the people that know they have been offended, I want you to step forward. Just step in the aisle. You don't have to come down. Just step in the aisle. You know you've been offended. Tonight we're going to break it. Thank you, Father. Step in the aisle. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Shh. Pray in the Holy Ghost. My time is up. Open your mouth, pray in tongues. Holy Spirit, help us. Some of you are too young to carry offense. Oh, you will die young if you don't let it go. You have to let it go. The Bible says when you pray, forgive. You have to drop it. There's no remedy for it. You just have to drop it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open your mouth. I am unoffendable. Everyone else began to say, I am unoffendable. I am unoffendable. Say it, say it, say it. I am unoffendable. I will not be offended. Offenses will come, but I set myself up not to be offended. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have to do this before Papa comes tomorrow night, prophetically. We got to clean the atmosphere. We have to clean our hearts to receive what he has for us tomorrow. As we fast tomorrow, we have to know that these offenses must go in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you have been offended since you were children. Some were offended even in the womb. We curse that now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of rejection, the spirit of anger, Brasha katala bahasata. Rosha kitada bahasaya. Moku tatada bahasa. Before he comes tomorrow and prophesies over us prophetically, this has to be delivered from our hearts. I am unoffendable. I will not be offended. No matter what comes to me from this day forward, I will never be offended again. Offenses will come, but I will take dominion over every offense. Wherever there is bitterness, wherever there is unforgiveness, resentment, rebellion, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, we release it. We let it go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not be offended. We will not be offended. For everything that you have called us to, we must let go of every offense. We must let go of every wound. We must let go of every soul tie that has broken our spirit. Every disappointment, we must let it go. We don't have to understand it. We don't even have to understand, God, when you're going to take it. But tonight we release it in the name of Jesus. We cannot live like this. We cannot sleep like this. We cannot prosper like this. We cannot pray like this. We cannot be used by you like this. We must let every offense go. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever we have rebelled against authority, wherever we have been resentful against a man or woman of God, forgive us now in the mighty name of Jesus. Take the running out of our feet. We bind the scattering spirit. We bind the spirit of treachery. We bind the spirit now of Absalom in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not be offended. We will not cause treachery. We will not, God, in the name of Jesus, we will not, in the mighty name of Jesus, die before our time. We will not lose our place, oh God, in your divine place, your divine prosperity. We will prosper. We will see dreams. We will have visions. We cannot be offended. We cannot have any offense in our heart. Whoever it is, we forgive them now. Whatever was said, we release it now. Whoever it was, God, we release them now. In the name of Jesus, we cannot carry this. We will not carry this. It is killing us. It is destroying us. It is binding up your blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, we must be free from all offenses. We release it now out of our hearts, out of our minds, out of our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cannot be offended. Lord, help me now. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God, to release every offense. Help me, oh God, to forgive those that have hurt me, that have spoken evil of me, that have lied on me. Forgive me, oh God, for holding a grudge, for wanting to see them repaid. In the name of Jesus, I will not be offended. Say that with me, I will not be offended. Say it again, I will not be offended. Say it loud, I will not be offended. Lay your hands on your head, I will not be offended. I speak to my mind right now. I command my mind not to receive an offense. Lay your hands on your heart. I speak to my heart right now. And I command my heart not to receive another offense. No matter how bad it hurts, I will not be offended. Say it loud, I will not be offended. Say it loud, I will not be offended. I will not seek to repay. I will not walk in bitterness. I will not hold resentment. I will not commit treason. I will submit to authority. I will continue to give tithes and offerings. I will continue to give. This will not only bless you, this will bless your children. And your children's 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 children's children. We will raise up a generation that cannot be offended. We will raise up our children not to be offended. We will raise up our children's children's children not to be offended. Now, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Fall fresh upon us. Every one of us, we need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A decree now has gone out that we are unoffendable. And it cannot be taken back. I am unoffendable. I wash my heart every night. I check it to see if there is an offense. I will not lie down with offense. I will not let the sun go down on my. I am born again. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm being delivered right now from every offense. In the mighty name of Jesus, every demonic spirit that has held me captive through offense is loose now. Loose me. Let me go. You have held me long enough in your bondage. I will not be bound by offense. My prayer life increases. My word life increases. Revelation increases. Everyone in my village will see a new me. They will see joy on my face. God, take the sorrow away from me. God, take bitterness away from me. In the name of Jesus, lift your... How many of you... Do you know prosperity is about to chase you down? Do you know that miracles are about to chase you down? They are going to chase you down because where there is no offense, there is prosperity. Where there is no offense, there are miracles, signs, and wonders. Supernatural favor is coming to your house. When this impact is over, when Papa releases us on Sunday night, you will go home Monday and favor will be knocking on your door. Favor, the job you have waited for will be knocking on your door. The house you have waited for will be knocking on your door. The wife you have wanted will be knocking on your door. Are you listening to me? Because you are unoffendable. Do you know how much joy you're going to have now when you lay down peace? Because there's no offense. Lay your hands on your belly. Lay your hands here. Lay your hands here. Do this. All offense go. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Go. Hurry. Get it all out. Get it all out from childhood. From adulthood, from teenage years, school teachers, parents, grandparents, uncles, get it all out. Get it out now. Get it out. You go. Go now. All of you go. You cannot hide here. Get out of here. Get out of here. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am unoffendable. You cannot live here. Your residence has been evicted. You are gone now. Loose here. You will not control me. You will not manipulate me. You will not move me from the things of God. In the name of Jesus, I am unoffendable. If you had a bosha. Father, we thank you. What will happen when 10,000 people cannot be offended? What will happen here now in all of our churches of action when no one in our church can be offended? Do you know what God can do with the people where no one can be offended? An army of the Lord is being raised up here tonight, and we will be known as the I don't hear you. 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 I still don't hear you. You, Father, I want you to give an offering tonight. Get ready. And this offering is going to release all offense from ever returning. I'm finished. I'm finished. I'm finished. Papa is coming. I'm finished. Someone can give an offering tonight and it will set you free from ever being offended. Your children. We are going to be an army of people that cannot be offended. God, I give you praise. God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. We will not stumble anymore. We will not fall anymore. We will not hold a grudge anymore. We will not be angry anymore. We will stop the devil immediately when we see him coming, because we know offenses will come, but we will not be offended. Lift your offerings, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this word. God, make my heart unoffendable. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's some young people, I don't have time, but I'll get to it on Saturday. There's some of you young women I need to pray for. Don't miss Saturday, because you have been offended and hurt. We're going to fill your hearts on Saturday with good things, so that you will live your days without offense. And when you notice that offenses are coming, you stop it. You say, wait a minute, I am unoffendable. How many of you received this word tonight? That you will never be offended. When you catch it, you will stop it. You will block it. No more curses over your life. No more blocked portals in your life. No more fields that don't grow in your life. No more bank accounts that are empty in your life. I said no more bank accounts that are empty in your life. No more unanswered prayers in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more unanswered prayers. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise. Now pray and prophesy over your offerings. Speak in tongues over your offerings. This offering is an unoffendable offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will not be offended. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift it up.
We know that you were blessed by that message, and we look forward to sharing God's word with you once again. For more information on this and many other Action Chapel International products and messages, you may visit our Dominion Bookshop located on the premises of Action Chapel, Spintex Road. Or you may call our offices on 030-701-1851. Or you may also visit us online at www.actionchapel.net. Once again, thank you for joining us today. And may your life continue to be changed in God's presence.